I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than 6,000 people died and 600,000 are still homeless, sleeping outside. Their homes were destroyed by the earthquake in Java, Indonesia last month. World Hope's Keith Norris says they were able to provide emergency relief, but their focus has changed to rebuilding homes. $5,000 provides more than just a home for a family.
We're a Christian organization and we work closely with churches there and hope that helping these people out in a time of need will plant seeds in their hearts and make them more responsive to the gospel and the ministry of the church.
Next, veteran staff from the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee are laying the foundation for ministry in Mali. It's the only country where CRWRC works, where there is no Christian church or partner and the population's primarily Muslim. The Crickmores are ministering to the Fulbe peoples and are just beginning to see them respond to the gospel. They're now working on the first translation of the New Testament, a literacy program, and a box library system. And finally, Papua is one of the largest provinces in Indonesia. Many people groups live in remote places unreached by the gospel. The church has been growing fast, and national believers have a deep desire to reach their own people. Mission Aviation Fellowship is helping them accomplish that, says MAF's Roy Kidjo.
If they have to walk or they have to use a canoe by river, it'll take weeks and even months. So MAF plays a tremendous important role in taking church leaders and pastors and local missionaries to these remote places.
MAF needs more people to help meet the tremendous need in Papua. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, or you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.